At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Hi, and welcome to the Upfront Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica. And today we're in the town of Duncan. We're here for our final general plan case hearing. It's very exciting. We've gone through it almost about a year now. And so we're going through it, and we're here with the town manager, Mr. Terry Hinton.
Hi, Jessica. Thanks.
Yeah. So wanted to ask you, what are all the different things that, you know, you do? What's your background? Like, you've been here forever, or what is it?
Well, I've been in city town management for 35 years. And let's see, I was in the town of Thatcher for 25 years. I was in Kearney for 5. I was in Eager for a couple. And I've retired 2 or 3 times.
Just back, keep coming back.
My last gig was, I was the 6th grade science teacher in middle school in Eager, Arizona.
In Eager, you were a 6th grade science teacher?
Yeah.
They're like, you've been a town manager and doing all these things, but let's do science.
Yeah. Well,
they didn't have you do social studies or?
Well, I wanted to, but they needed a science teacher at the time. So
yeah,
I did that. My dad and all of my first cousins, and there was a whole bunch of them, were all school teachers. I was the only Hinton male that didn't end up as a teacher. And so I figured late in life I'd give it a whirl.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's cool. So, but you've done a lot of rural or smaller communities.
Yeah, mostly small communities.
Yeah. How did you get into that? Was there your first kind of where you fell?
At the time, I was working for Phelps Dodge.
Oh, no way.
At the mine. I'd been there for 12 or 13 years, and and an opportunity to be the town manager in Thatcher came open, and I thought, hey, let's give it a try. The impetus then was I had my oldest son was, I think, in about the 7th or 8th grade, and I had 3 sons and a daughter, and they were all playing sports, and I was starting to miss everything, and they were wanting more and more of my time at the mine. And so I made a jump before it got too bad. I had, took a pretty substantial cut to move to there. But it's been good for us, It's been good for us.
Nice. So with all these smaller communities, I mean, you're doing lots of stuff. You're a man of many hats, know?
Yeah, especially in Duncan. I mean, here, total employees is 6 people, including me. And let's see, 3 part-time people.
Wow.
So that's everybody.
So what departments do you cover?
Well.
who's your planner? It's
me.
Like you. And then who's your public works?
Me. HR.
HR. Grant writer.
I get help there. I got a guy, John Luther, that really helps me a lot with that. So that's helped me tremendously there. But, if you can think of it, I do it. I've got 2 real good people, that one does the billing and the front desk and takes payments and everything. And then I've got an accounting supervisor, and she's golden. So I don't have to worry about them. They take care of that and everything else I do.
So, I mean, obviously that's a huge challenge yourself and all that. So are there other challenges with this being a small, town manager that you find?
Well, sometimes you have time on your hands, but most of the time there's more things to do than you have time for. And earlier this morning I was out being public works director. We're doing some road work and mm-hmm. I'd put some culverts in. And so I was out there with that, and you come back in and, you know, because we have been successful on grants, I'd say I'm thinking I've got, I don't know, 5-6 different grants ongoing right now. And each of them has a different reporting protocol. Mm-hmm. And you have to try to keep all of those straight. And I stay in a constant state of confusion most of the time.
And what are the benefits do you love about being a small town?
I get to do everything.
You get to do everything. You know, I'll do it. I'll take care of it.
It, you know, it's a challenge. And, you know, as you can see, I'm.
No.
Yeah.
Keeps me functioning.
Gets you out of trouble, right?
No, in trouble. But.
So do you feel the residents are more involved in small communities, or is it depending on where you're at?
It kind of depends on where you're at. It's like, you know, we were talking about the council meeting we've got coming up, where we finally got someone to fill a vacant council seat that has been open for, I don't know, 5-6 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's been open ever since I've got here, and we've advertised, and no one wanted to get involved, yeah. And finally a lady is.
It's not like in some cities where they're fighting over it.
And- yeah, and you have to just keep, you know, I've got a real good council. They're great, but, you know, you continually, and you know, it's like the council has many hats as well. They're the Planning and Zoning Commission, mm-hmm. and they're the Board of Adjustments and the town council, because you just don't have a whole lot of people that want to get involved. Mm. And the people that do want to get involved are involved in a whole bunch of different things. So they're busy too. So it's not like there's a group of people out there that want to get involved that aren't already involved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like at our planning committee meetings, it was the same people. Like, I got to go to this other meeting. I'm going to this other meeting, back and forth. And they're going far all over there. Like, even county, you're involved at the county levels and everything. It's so crazy.
There's a smaller number of people total, and then there's that translates into fewer people that want to get involved. And mm-hmm. you say there's plenty of opportunities for them to get involved, so they are.
Yeah. So how much of your time is the grant writing? You get a lot. You do a lot of, every time I come in here, you're doing grant stuff.
Well, nowadays it's, you know, at least 50% of my time is between getting them and then reporting on them.
So I know we've looked at this with the general plan, like how much of the town operations are funded by grants?
Well, the day-to-day operations, when I got here, they were all upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And now we operate on the revenue coming in. We're doing everything, but that extra stuff, we have to operate on grants, you know,
mm-hmm.
water system improvements, sewer improvements, mm-hmm. road improvements. I mean, general plan update. I mean, we had to get grant funding for all those, because at the time we just don't have those. We're starting to get there. We're starting to build fund balances now. And I expect in the future, we'll be able to do more things on our own. But to start out with, it was get a grant or not do it.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting going through like the funding and things like that, just how much, you know, the taxes that, you know, the property taxes that you guys get here, you know, how it was so small.
Yeah.
It doesn't even pay like a salary, I don't think.
No, property tax wouldn't. You know, like we get $15,000 a year.
Yeah, that is insane. $15,000 a year in taxes to support a town.
Yeah.
That's insane.
You know, and then a state shared revenues held. City sales tax is probably the biggest thing that we get.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a few good businesses that participate. But then I think, you know, more and more people are buying on Amazon.
Yeah.
And so we get benefit from that.
You get some Amazon distribution center.
No, but the way that it's taxed through the state, it's where it's ordered from.
Oh, okay.
Not where it originates from.
So does your telecommunications here keep up with that? You have good reliability?
Well, it's through the state.
Okay.
The state of Arizona collects it.
Okay.
you know, we couldn't keep up with it if it was us.
Yeah.
But so it's where it was shipped to? So it's where it's shipped to is where the taxes go to? And that's awesome.
I tried to change it this year to where it was originated from, and that would have killed
a bunch of
towns and cities because very few of them.
Let me guess there are certain cities that were pushing that, right? Yeah. That had all the distribution centers?
Yeah. So, yeah, but I don't think that's going to make it. But, you know, that helps. We get a little bit of HERF money, highway user money. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever we can cobble together. Then we try to make our water, sewer, and trash collection. We try to run them as an enterprise, like another business within itself, and have them pay for themselves, you know.
Is that through the town or is that a separate? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
We have the water utility, sewer utility, and garbage and trash.
Nice. Because you guys actually, I mean, it looks like a small, like you drive through and it's like you're just seeing one piece of the town, but you go across the river and up the way.
Well, you see in the
middle. Yeah. You've got a lot of expansion areas and the schools up there and all kinds of stuff. So you guys recently got the new park was finished, right?
Yeah. We're really proud of that. We had a grand opening. When was that?
Was it Veterans Park?
Yes, Veterans Park.
I think when we were up here last, they were in the middle of
finalizing
construction. Yeah.
Like we walked around and there were a bunch of cones and like construction tape.
Here's kind of what it looks like now.
Yeah. I love that it's the skate park is is the ribbon.
A ribbon for Veterans Park.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have the plane and the pool and the courts and the playground and all. Is that real grass or is it turf?
It's turf.
Yeah. I was like, nobody can do grass.
Well, I had a choice to make. It costs a lot more to put the turf in, but, you know, if I'd have to put grass in, I'd have to put a sprinkler system in.
And maintain it.
And then I'd have to hire somebody to maintain it.
Yeah. It looks beautiful.
A playground under that and the ball court. It's not in that picture. It's not painted yet. With waiting for the weather so we get paid. We're really, really proud of it. We had a grand opening that we probably had a couple hundred people at least.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So how did you go about, I mean, that was another grant?
A grant through state parks.
Nice. And so do you, like, when you do those things, how much detail and how much work is going in? How long does it take you to write something like that to ask?
Well, it depends on the grant. They're pretty involved, and they ask all kinds of questions and want budgets and projections and, you know, all of that stuff. And so they take quite a bit of time to actually produce the application. And then they take it and take more time to review it. And
do you have to submit plans with it or just ideas or
well basic stuff, not
engineered
like that. Mm-hmm. Not engineered plans. Okay. No.
Were they granting more than just one this year? Like they granted several parks or?
Oh yeah. It's a big fund.
Nice.
We just got a small part of it.
Yeah. But it looks amazing. And it was really, I saw even the advertisements for the grand opening. It's very cool.
Yeah. So it turned out nice.
Do you see, are you seeing a lot of, I mean, it's getting warmer. So a lot of people.
We see a lot of people up there. You know, you're kind of surprised and they're taking pretty good care of it. You know, a lot of stuff up here, we have a lot of vandalism with, I guess the kids don't have
anything to do.
They get bored. But since we've done that, they haven't really seen anything up there like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's good.
And the trash cans. Worst thing we had was the dogs.
The dog barking.
On the turf.
The dog barking. Even a deposit here and there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, so what other types of grants? I mean, you go, and so there was this one, and I know some of the discussions with the general plan, you know, like town hall and all kinds of stuff. So there's what's your next?
We had a grant from FMI. To remodel town hall and do some water improvements. And we're just about finishing up with that. I have to paint the sides and put some letters on the front.
Are you painting it? I feel like because you do everything.
No, but that's still left to do. We've had grants between United Way and FMI to automate our meter reading system. We priced all the meters, and now we read them automatically instead of by hand. Mm-hmm. So we've had that one. We had a grant from FMI and United Way that we put together, used to fix the pool. The pool's down when I got here.
That was the one that in there? Or
yeah, this
is for the veterans. Oh, so, okay.
It hadn't been in operation for a couple of years. So we drained and cleaned it and had it repainted and the pool decking put back in.
So that wasn't part of this last veterans, like the last one. Oh, it was our previously done. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then with that one, we put the plane back up. It was sitting on the ground in pieces when I got here. Mm. We got that put back up.
What kind of plane is it?
Do you know? It's a Sabre jet.
Sabre jet? It's fun. Okay. But it was real and it's just been for a...
Yeah. It's been, years ago, a plane similar that crashed into the mountain over here.
Oh, no.
And, a big deal. And so they got that. Nice. Commemoration
of a crash.
But it's a different plane.
It's a,
So,
but then the next grant was a smaller one, and we put that shade structure in and a water slide.
Nice.
And then the state parks grant, we did all of the stuff you see there, plus some work down at Centennial Park and put a block wall in and a new playground equipment. And oh, we repaired the water fountain that had rugged ears. We got it going. Those are the park kind of stuff that you see, you know, the visual things.
Yeah, the people, the residents, the things the residents see more than anything else. And you're like, I just fixed the sewer. I'm sorry.
We just spent a whole bunch of money rebuilding the sewer lift station. We're in the process of connecting. We have actually right now have two water systems, one out in Hunter Estates and one down here. And we're in the process of connecting those two system into one. And there's two grants through WIFA. Well, there's a grant through WIFA that we're using on that one. We've got another grant from WIFA that we're replacing all the old pipes out in Hunter Estates. And that was supposed to be done by the end of June. I'm not sure I'm going to make it. Hopefully they'll give me extension. But anyway, so I got that one. And then we've got one through WIFA to put a sewer system out in Hunter Estates.
Oh, yeah, extend it out.
You know, and as you've driven around and noticed, the streets around here are in very good shape.
Mm-hmm.
We chip sealed one road last summer, and this year we're going to do three more out in Hunter Estates chip seal. I got a grant from that for that one.
Nice. So I just totally lost my thought. I was going to ask you, oh my gosh.
We're trying to pave two streets, Main Street and High Street. And we've got a congressional directed spending grant plus a Safe Routes to Schools grant.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Put those two together. And hopefully by the end of this calendar year, we'll be able to go again for those, I hope.
Yeah. Well, those are some of the most requested ones at our CAC meeting. So it's great that they're getting repaved.
Yeah, last street was paved here in 1978.
Oh, geez. It's about time.
Yeah.
So is it hard to, for all these project improvements, is it hard to find the crews and the workers to come?
Yeah, and see, a lot of them you have to have in kind, and we don't have money, so we have to do labor in kind, and that's why I say those three guys are trying to do the labor on installing the pipe and getting the chip seals ready, and you know they got several things in the fire that they've got to do in order to make our match.
Yeah,
you know, and there's just so much time, and then you know that's on top of all the regular stuff that goes on in a town. You know, the broken water lines, the you know plugged sewers, you know, different things like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you mentioned a whole bunch of things the goals for the end of the year. Are there other big projects? I mean, we were just doing the general plan. Are there, and you had the park and all, you know, Safe Routes to School. I mean, you're like sewer lines. Like, What are those the more infrastructure focused on the future?
Yeah. I'm kind of waiting off until I get some of these out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're much managing everything. You have to report back on everything too. So
other than the streets, we have applied for some planning money for one more street down here, East Avenue.
Oh, good.
We're just kind of going through.
Do you get is there tourism ones? I know because you guys used to have really good tourism with biking and bird watching.
We still have our bird watching trail, but the biking is kind of, we get people coming through, but no, there's no bike race or anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But not much on tourism. Mm-hmm. That's another one. You know, I'm working on an urban fishing pond.
Oh, that's right. I know the north side you're saying.
Game and fish. I'm trying to get them. We've got a well, it's land out there in Hunter States where I
can just stock it. And
yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then once I get that going, I'll put in for some more money from state parks to put a path around it and gazebos and things. So, you know, park improvements. Mm-hmm. Still.
So do you work much with the county fairgrounds then too, or?
No, we work well with the county. You know, we have a good relationship with the county and the town of Clifton.
Yeah.
We all, you know, meet and work together well. In fact, the chip seal I'm getting ready to do here at the end of May, the county's going to do the work and I'm paying for materials. So
it's very good. So you're going to have to be here forever to get all this, or just keep adding more to your...
I keep doing that. That's why I'm kind of wanting, heck yeah, I got to see some streets paid before I go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how long have you been here?
About 3 years.
This is 3 years? That's it? I feel like everything you mentioned has been
so much. Yeah.
3 years.
It's a great amount to accomplish in that time.
Yeah. Do you find you're able to do that much in most of the places you've worked? Is it just seems like they had so many opportunities here to do it?
Or? Yeah. Well, and they've been different. This is, you know, it's small like most of them I've been at, but it's very different in the fact in Thatcher. I didn't worry about grants because I had money. Mm-hmm. We'd put in a Walmart and I'm tight. I'm very tight. So I save money and then anything I needed to do down there, I just paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it went on. I had to save the money and then we did it. You know, down there, I'm proud of the parks down there. There's a splash pad, ball fields, and soccer fields, and I did all that. You know, I like to brag anywhere I've gone. You know, the Thatcher Park down there is the most used park in Graham County. I'm trying to make this park that here.
Yeah.
You know, so, but we've, you know, been pretty successful doing that. But I've always had lots of good help. But the difference is, you know, I had almost as many hats down there. I had a lot more staff and workers to get stuff done. But, you know, I was still the public works director and HR director and financial officer and those kind of things. And I'm that here, but there was more help and more money down there.
Yeah.
Eager was close to Thatcher. It was more people and more money. Kearney was close, you know, kind of in between, you know, Eager and here. Mm-hmm. Not a whole lot of staff, but, you know.
Yeah, we drove by there today.
We did. We drove
nice,
through.
Nice detour.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
My family really liked it.
So I have to ask, I don't know if it's a loaded question or I got to ask because, you know, here's some. So are there any difficulties that you see passed on to you, like small rural communities from the state or the county that make your difficult?
Not so much from the county, but the state. Is there the legislature always seems to know how to run our towns better than we do.
Right.
And so they're always trying to hand us down a mandate to do something or pull money from us or tell us how we're going to do something. Mm-hmm. So the legislature's more times than not works against us more than for us.
Yeah. Is it, I mean, I kind of feel they legislate more on urban than rural, or do you notice that?
Well, it's the state of Maricopa.
Yeah.
They've got more enough elected representatives that can pretty well control things.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Do you have any things that you would like to see, like new legislation or something removed that would help you guys out?
Well, I don't know. I just wanted to leave us alone.
Let us do our job. Yeah.
And, you know, they're always trying to dictate how we our fees and how we do things. Mm. But in small communities, the council is right on the fire line. They're neighbors with everybody.
Yeah.
It's not that they can be anonymous.
Yeah.
And anything they do wrong or anything somebody doesn't like, they hear about it. Mm-hmm. And you can get recalled. You know, they discount how immediate the feedback to a council is compared to them.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, we've got two representatives, and I've never seen three. You know, two in the House and one in the Senate. I know them, but I've never seen them in Duncan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there's no need for them to come here. There's not enough votes.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, they've got their circle of friends and ones that they hobnob with. If they've got a problem, they try to pass a bill to fix that problem for that person. And they don't understand the unintended consequences that they create.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then how, especially with like constituents and stuff like that, I think I've heard there's a lot of, they're not transients, but people who live in Tucson or something and drive up here for work and things like that. So
yeah, there's a lot of that. We have an approved subdivision over there that the Empire was going to put in, but their workers told them, we don't want to live up here. We want to work our shifts and then go home to Tucson to feed for wherever we live. So we want an apartment. We want just a trailer, somewhere to live while we're working, because that's all we're going to do. We're going to sleep, eat, and go to work.
Uh-huh.
And then when our shift is over, we're going back home because, you know.
Yeah. And that can become difficult, too, with the census, because then they're not saying that they're here, even though they're here a lot of
time. And our population census is touchy because, you know, we have a lot of minorities. We have a lot of old people and they don't want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to open up or tell you anything or even answer you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
how many people live in your house? Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just me.
So I know that their census numbers are low for us because I know how many water meters we have.
Yeah.
And if you average two people in a house, I end up with more people than what they say we have.
Right. Yeah.
And if you use the national average, 2.5 people per household, I've got a lot more people in town.
Yeah.
Than the census is counting.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah.
Control that.
Yeah. It's a difficult part about, you know, all these towns that are, you know, have people coming and going, but then they don't want to say they're here. Yeah. And then it's being in the mine is feeding, you know, and a lot of the.
The FMI was going to move more of their stuff to that Safford center they have there, come out of Safford to do sampling and stuff. And they couldn't get enough people to come over here because they didn't want to move out of Tucson or Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shopping over there. So they redid it and do a lot more things in Phoenix and Tucson than they were planning on because of the wives.
Workforce.
They want to move over here.
The wives, yeah.
Yeah.
The wives kind of determine.
Is that like
Walmart?
Yeah.
Do you think that's what could draw more people here then is just having more shopping?
Yeah. If we had a good grocery store here in Duncan, we'd probably it would make a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I think my gut feeling or my prediction is the worse traffic gets in Safford Thatcher, the more people are going to start looking at us because we're about 15, 20 minutes closer to the mine than Safford is. But right now, it's only 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stay down here because then I've got Walmart and I've got Home Depot and I've got Safeway and
all the fast food. Yeah.
Yeah. All those things here. But as the traffic gets worse and worse down there, I think people will say, you know, I think I'll stay here and go down there once a week or so and maybe go shopping.
Yeah.
Bye.
I know that that's what they do in Clifton.
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting. We were just talking about that with the price of gas and stuff going up. And you're just like, I wonder when the pressure point will be when people start really looking at it. There was a time when they looked at it again. It was close to five again, a few years ago. And It's like it started to change people's behaviors, and then everybody got fat and happy again. And
yeah.
And now
yeah.
we're like, well, when is it going to, you know, it's got to be pretty soon.
Well,
we hit five.
Affect what kind of cars people buy.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Buy less big trucks and big Suburbans and things and start buying little cars.
Like all motorcycles.
Yeah. yeah. I don't drive my truck to work anymore. I drive my little car.
yeah. gets me there fine.
yeah.
yeah. How does it work here in the summer? Is it slow down at all? Like some jurisdictions get, you know, slow in the summer?
It's probably gets busier in the summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
People can get out and do stuff.
Oh, okay.
And it's cold. They stay in the house.
Does it get that cold here?
It stays in the, it freezes every day.
Okay. Yeah. Every day?
Oh, really?
Wow. Huh. Well, I know you get over there, you see the snow is still in the mountains over there, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's a bad snow year. Wasn't that much snow.
Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, it's almost 100 degrees and there's still snow around.
If you look at your app, though, it's telling you we're 20 degrees above normal.
Yeah.
You know, it's been really, really hot this last month or so. And so that's not real representative of what the normal is.
Yeah. So I have to ask you this question. So you've been in all these, you've done these great projects and stuff for all these jurisdictions. You get to gloat and say all that. Is there something you want to always, like for all these jurisdictions, like, are you the fixer? Or like, what do you want to remember for in these jurisdictions? Like, I fixed this, I improved this, I made it better, or I brought order to chaos, or what do you?
Gee, I don't know. You know, down in Thatcher, I was always ranked that I kept the utility rates the lowest in the valley and some of the lowest in the state. That was my claim to fame there. Here, I'm just trying to get things put back together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was
pushing through it.
Yeah. It was, and I don't want to badmouth anybody, but, and, you know, I got to keep reminding myself it took them, you know, 30, 40 years to run this place to the ground, it's not going to get put back together overnight.
Yeah.
But we're getting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then on top of that, everywhere, it's a lot of when things like that happen in other jurisdictions we've been in too, it's a lot of the residents lose faith in, you know, in the town. So it's hard because then they won't impact and bring up to, like you said, hard to get people to be part of the council and things like that.
Yeah.
So when you can start, people start seeing the results, like you're doing the visuals. You know, the landscaping, the parks, and they're like, oh, this is actually something I would be proud of too.
Yeah.
And it builds
And it proves a point here, Thatcher, wherever I've been, when we've made improvements in neighborhoods like this park or put in sidewalks, the neighborhood all of a sudden, well, wait a minute, my house looks kind of bad now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And they start to clean it up, you know.
Yeah.
The community kind of reacts to what you do. If you let everything run down, then
right,
what do I care? But if you, you know, when I got here coming into town, the weeds were as tall as this building in an ADOT drain. And it was ADOT, so no one here wanted to do it.
Yeah.
It's ADOT, and ADOT, but they didn't want to do it because they didn't have money. And I said, no, we're not going to go there. So I cleaned it up. I keep it clean now.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes a difference how things look.
People will stop and look around and get out.
It's
a ripple effect.
Then ride from the brand.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it takes, let's get it done. And the worst thing you can tell me as an employee is, that's not my job. That'll get you in trouble.
Oh, yeah. You're like, why is everything my job then?
Yeah, like literally everything is your job now.
don't tell me it's not my job. Especially the smaller you are, the more you have to move things.
So, I was thinking like how many, so you had planner, town manager, public works. What other things, like water? Like what other things do you do? You
have utility.
I know. Utilities, drainage. You go and look at the levee, you know.
Yeah.
You're like everything. Your park's in open space.
Yeah. Flood control. Flood control.
Should start keeping a list.
I know. You're like, add this one and add this one and add this one. It's like, how much would this, you know, this person be worth? This person say, there's your your Luffy, you know, your in labor in kind.
Emergency planning director.
Yeah. Well, you've been doing amazing. It looks great. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it's only 3 years. That's insane. How much?
Honestly.
And how much you're still doing. And
we're approaching probably now over $8 million of grants.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
And it just shows how much, if you really want it, you can do it.
Yeah. You know, and that was the thing, all worked out, and they're not going to do anything, but no, you just be persistent.
Yeah. You know, get the hand out. Please, sir, I want some more. Yeah. Just keep going. Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad we got to come here and work for you and do everything. And it's just been, I loved, you know, learning about all these new communities and seeing especially what you've done. I think this is great. People need to come here, check it out, tour the antique stores, see the park, beautiful, beautiful park. If you like to do, you know, bike ramp stuff, it's really cool.
Bird watching trails.
Yeah, lots of good stuff.
They're very active on that bird watching website. Yes, it is. Every day they're posting more things.
Yeah. I'm trying to, my mantra I put here is it's a good place to come home to.
Yeah. Mm.
That's what I put on my letterhead.
Nice.
Nice place to come home to. And I want to do that. I want to prove that. Okay. I got a fishing pond over here. I've got a good park up there. I got a skateboard. I got pickleball. Yeah. I mean, you know, the parks.
Yeah.
You can do things with your kids, good playgrounds.
Exactly. Sure.
You know, give people something to do out here because there's not much to do.
Yeah. And people mentioned that when you were in the meetings that they were very happy to see, like some of the vandalism you were talking about before was more of they had nothing to do and now they've got something to do. They've got different stuff.
Yeah. They had even suggested putting up like a specific wall so that kids could vandalize it and then we could just paint over it every once in a while.
I think they do that in Benson.
Yeah, they said there was a bridge somewhere where like that was the underpass, all the kids would go vandalize and then everything else was clean at least. You know?
Every few months they
focus it to this one spot. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a thought. I hadn't thought about that.
Gives them stuff. I don't know. But away from the new stuff.
Away from the new stuff.
Once on the new block wall, we just cleaned it off.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a little bit of graffiti up there on the backside of the airplane I got to get.
Keep it off the airplane, guys. Come on.
We're getting trying to keep it looking nice.
Thank you, Mr. Hinton. This is sixth grade class.
Yeah. I was having fun.
I love my sixth grade class. All the weird labs and weird stuff you learn and get creative.
We had a good time.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon again. Okay. Let's talk to you.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.